Hi, you're listening to another episode of the Red, White, and Brown Report podcast. We don't really have a lot of football to talk about today, but instead, you know, we could as well be discussing wrestling abilities of Diego Costa, who pretty delightfully ruined a very tempting fixture between Arsenal and Chelsea yesterday. Mind you, I'm not defending Gabriel for his foolishness in falling for Costa's antique, but the fixture itself didn't really have much football in it. I'm going to dive straight into it. So discuss all the scumbaggery from Chelsea and the naivety of all our Arsenal players. So we have the brains and calmness of Aman join us. Aman, what do you think of the game?
Hi, Vikas. Well, as for calmness, I'm not so sure if you had seen me at the time of the match. I'm just thankful my TV is still there in one piece. So I'm not particularly calm when it comes to watching Arsenal games. And obviously they don't help or contribute to my calmness in any way. There was not much to be said about the game. I thought still the ending of the game was quite good. I was actually enjoying the game.
It was just frustrating. First half showed, you know, a glimmer of what an Arsenal-Chelsea fixture could be like with 11 versus 11. I thought the game dialed down a little bit around the 20th minute until the 40th minute when Eden Hazard started looking very, very good. Coquelin was pulling in challenges. Ozil was good. Alexis Sanchez, I think he could do with some rest. But the game itself had a lot of lively pace to it. Theo Walcott obviously added an extra dimension that Arsenal has been missing. He came in with a lot of confidence, having scored midweek, a game that, again, we didn't want to talk about. That's two defeats in a row for Arsenal in a week, in less than 3 or 4 days.
And red cards in consecutive games. Arguably, all three were undeserved.
Olivier Giroud, the first yellow card was probably deserved because of dissent. He was just a frustrated figure all around the game. The second yellow was a little harsh. Second yellow was definitely a little harsh. He wasn't even looking at the Zagreb player and ended up tackling him. So I agree that the red card was harsh. And we get to the incident-packed Chelsea game in a bit, but do you want to spend like a minute talking about a game versus Dynamo Zagreb where Arsenal rotated 6 players?
Well, you can say that, but there has been enough criticism in the past about Wenger of not rotating enough players. So it is kind of, if you do, you're cursed. If you don't, you're still dead kind of situation for him. And that team, I think, there were enough in the team to beat that Dynamo Zagreb, or at least not lose. And in context of the game, it was probably not as important. Yes, it was the first game, but we should still qualify from our group. We were probably anyway going to be second in our group. So in context of the bigger picture, I think it made sense. Because we are playing Chelsea 3 days later. Also, because they knew that after the game, they couldn't have flown out of Croatia. They had to take a 2-hour coach journey to Slovenia and then fly out from Slovenia. So that would have kind of given even lesser time to recover than usual. So it did make sense to me, at least. Maybe you could have argued that one or two players he rotated, should not have been rotated. I personally thought that both Ramsey and Coquelin missing was a bit too much because they sort of are the only proper defensive midfielder that we have. I mean, Arteta, yes, to an extent, but he's clearly no longer, or at least he's not match fit enough to contribute yet.
Mikel Arteta had a terrible game. Francis Coquelin definitely came on and brought that extra stability. I think he came on in the 60th, 70th minute. But anyway, that was a pretty forgettable game. Arsenal conceding another goal with a set piece. But moving on to the actions from the weekend. Any quick thoughts about the game versus Chelsea?
Well, I felt that this game somehow cut me a lot more than in the past. I really was angry. I really felt very bad after the game. And it's not the first time you've lost to Chelsea. You've lost the worst margins to Chelsea. But somewhere you always had the feeling that they were a better team, somewhere or the other. So you kind of, okay, fine. They are better than they won. But I thought this game, we just completely didn't deserve, at least while it was 11 on 11, that we didn't deserve to lose. I thought we were playing quite well for that period. the team was set up correctly and they were playing the right way to counter Chelsea. But
and
the
I
whole day of
Costa. And I agree with you. I think the first time, this was the first time I felt that an Arsenal team traveling to Stamford Bridge was even capable of winning. And unfortunately, Mike Dean had to be the hero again. And there was this very interesting video from Garth Brooks about how he thought Mike Dean always tries to be the hero. And he compared him to a petulant school teacher who's always trying to monitor over the kids. And the whole Diego Costa incident just displays how Chelsea go about the game and how a manager supports incidents like did versus us. I think deep inside he does know that it was wrong for the game, it was wrong for football.
Oh, I mean, I think Diego Costa and Mourinho are literally mirror images of each other. If Mourinho could ever play, he would play like Diego Costa. So there is no, I mean, I'm sure Mourinho loves Diego Costa. He does exactly what is required of him. But interestingly, I saw a reference to him being compared to Suarez, that Suarez kind of was also a player who kind of played on the edge, but you would rather want him in your team, and Costa is somewhere similar to that. But I thought that's completely ball off.
I would disagree. Suarez,
yeah.
Suarez comes in, okay, Suarez plays on the edge, Suarez is dirty, but he's not angry. And I think that's a big problem with Diego Costa. He's plays on the edge, he's dirty, and he's angry. So
I don't think he's angry, actually. I think he's completely cynical. He knows exactly what he is doing, and there is no emotion in it. He steps off in the pitch trying to get the center back or the fullback sent off, whoever is marking him. And he just, I mean, second half, once Gabriel got sent off, you didn't see him doing anything except towards the end, one incident with Chambers, and after that he was hauled off immediately. But it's completely intentional. While with Suarez, there are two things. First of all, he's an exceptionally good player. Costa is nowhere close to being as good as Suarez is. So just on his footballing ability, you will excuse a lot of stuff for Suarez. And most of the stuff with Suarez does, at least, I mean, apart from the diving and cheating, those kind of things, which I guess is now it's par for the course. He actually does them like in a spur of the moment. They are not planned or they are not thought out that he will go and bite this guy. So it just happened in the spur of the moment. He's just angry or whatever, and it's more of a competitive thing through him. While with Costa, I think he comes onto the pitch thinking of doing exactly that.
You highlight the similarities and the differences pretty well. But going on to some of the yellow cards that Costa could have received, or even potentially direct red that he could have received. The first one was when, I think it was Koscielny, who tripped him, and then he pointed straight at the referee, indicating or even demanding a yellow card for Koscielny. That itself is a yellow, according to the books. As soon as that happened, Costa almost UFC challenged Koscielny. That itself deserved a red card on its own. And Mike Dean was right there. Mike Dean was looking at those incidents. If Gabriel deserved a red card for his foolishness, pretty much. He got riled up because of all the antics from Diego Costa. If Arsenal deserved to get a red card, so did Chelsea with Diego Costa sent off.
Yeah, I mean, I know, and there's a popular view about Gabriel should have kind of kept in control and all that. But it's difficult. I mean, it's difficult at the best of the time. If someone scratches, I mean, those scratch marks on his neck, anybody can lose it very easily. And the nature of a game is such, and nature of that battle is such, that even if Costa gets sent off and Gabriel gets sent off, even in that situation, Arsenal will lose more because it's more difficult kind of to have a, to then win the game with the defender less. And you are more, and all that is higher likelihood that if the referee misses it, it's equally possible that you give away a penalty as well as you give away a red card. So Gabriel could have been sent off as well as penalty could have been given in a slightly different circumstance. So you really need a strong referee for that to prevent, because by nature of the position of a striker, he always has that advantage of the fact that if referee misses half the thing, he could easily be a penalty and a goal. So you really need a strong referee, and I'm very loath to blame Gabriel for anything on that.
I would still say that it was very naive. I'm not the one to defend Gabriel on that, but
In Utopia,
had maybe a Chelsea player done that to Arsenal later on in the game, we would have demanded that he got a red card too. But again, if Ips and Ans were Pots and Pans, there would be no Tinkers. But that was a quote from Nawjot Singh Sidhu. But anyway, so all those aside, Jose Mourinho, right after the game, he showed his class, or rather the lack of class, by defending Costa for what he'd done on the pitch. In fact, he even went on to say that he was the man of the match. I won't deny that he was the man of the match, but not the man of the match for the right purposes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give any credibility to Mourinho by even discussing him, so I won't say anything about him.
Fair enough. So that's all we had to talk about for the Arsenal and Chelsea game. Other interesting fixtures, maybe the Man U game just ended, which was very good. Manchester United won 3-2. Anthony Martial is looking pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I think both the goals were, I mean, especially the second goal was really a gift. But yeah, it was still a good finish, and the first goal was a pretty good finish. So at least he's quite composed in front of the goal.
And what did you think about Slaven Bilic's West Ham United?
Well, I mean, they have been quite amazing, honestly. So, but it's a strange set of results. They seem to be doing very well away, but not so well at home.
King of the road. That's what they're being called.
Yeah, so maybe it is that they can play a certain way, which is sort of the counter-attacking game, quite well. But so once teams figure out that, okay, it's not a good idea to kind of overcommit against them, it probably gets more difficult for them.
Well, those are all the topics that we have to discuss for today. Thanks to Diego Costa and all the scumbaggery that came along with that. I keep using that word, but I just can't get rid of it from my vocabulary, especially describing this game. But hopefully we'll have more football to discuss with you guys in 2 weeks from now, when we will talk about the next few Arsenal games. Thanks again for tuning in, and have a good rest of the week.